Welcome back to the tea. And yeah, what you're seeing is really happening.
Yeah.
You can hear us clearly.
Yeah.
It's perfect. Impeccable sound.
Impeccable.
We just wanted you to hear our voices better.
Yeah, 10 out of 10. And it's been a journey to get here. Truly.
Truly. Let's not sit here and act like we haven't tried to record this episode 3 times.
Yeah.
Because we have.
We have.
And
take 3.
Now here we are, the day before release day. Mm-hmm. Tea day. As some may.
Tea time.
Tea time, as some would say.
Yeah.
And it's okay. We're gonna get through this.
Yes.
But new obstacles. New blessings come with new obstacles.
Yeah. Yeah. New levels, new devils.
Yeah.
Like we said in the episode that you'll never hear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was a really good episode that no one's ever going to hear. And it's just one of those things where, like, these episodes are just so authentic.
Yeah.
That we can't really remake that moment.
You can't. It'll never happen again.
It'll never happen again. Yeah. And maybe that was just a conversation that we needed to have. Because we did talk about a lot of things.
We did cover a lot of topics.
But that we hadn't actually talked about.
Yeah.
And so maybe it was a good thing to just have that conversation that no one's ever going to hear.
Okay, yeah, but the problem is that was yesterday. Like, not even yesterday,
that was
like
yesterday.
Last night.
Yeah.
And now this is this morning.
Okay, well, funny story. Because you would think that there's nothing left to talk about.
Oh, okay.
But funny story, I was up till 2:30 a.m.
Oh, okay.
And
you heard things to talk about.
Well, okay, this is really embarrassing, actually.
Okay.
I'm, like, really exposing myself on this. Okay. But, okay, do you know on Facebook, which I don't usually spend a ton of time on Facebook, mm-hmm. but every now and again, I don't think it's Facebook Watch anymore. It used to be called Facebook Watch, and it would basically be, like, videos, kind of like Reels.
Okay.
Except a lot of times, for me, I guess because my algorithm, would be, like, reality TV clips.
Okay.
Okay? And, okay. like, it would just be, like, all this. Okay. Well, I ended up somehow, I clicked on one clip about like the current Vanderpump Rules season.
Do you watch Vanderpump Rules?
I've been trying to keep up with the season, but I'm not up to date.
Wow.
But I also, like, weirdly enough, as much as I like, I'm not a Vanderpump Rules like super fan.
Yeah.
I listen to several of their podcasts.
Yeah.
For no good reason.
Just to stay informed.
Just to stay informed, yeah. Like, just in case I need to know, I'm going to know.
Yeah.
And anyways, I watched this one clip.
Okay.
But then where it took me, I could have never guessed.
Okay. I don't know where this is going.
Have you ever seen Dance Moms?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not like a Dance Mom stan, but I know what you're talking
Neither.
About. JoJo. It gave us JoJo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ended up on Dance Mom Facebook Watch.
Okay.
And it was a culmination of, and by the way, when I say that I ended up on this, like, I'm pretty much exclusively just listening to what's yeah. happening on my phone. Like, most of the time I wasn't, unless it was like a moment in my editing where, like, sometimes you'll go to, like, do like a batch edit and it takes like 10 minutes or something yeah. to, like, let that thing do whatever it's going to do. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I was just kind of listening to what was going on, but definitely a couple hours of just,
Wow.
Of just listening to Dance Mom culmination.
You could have listened to like a whole book.
I know.
You should start doing that.
I should.
Yeah. It might be more
beneficial.
Could
but
be.
But then like, but what will we talk about right now?
The book.
But would we?
Maybe.
Because here's the thing okay. about, let's talk about Dance Moms.
Okay, Dance Moms.
First of all, these poor kids.
Poor kids.
I mean, I did hear an interview with JoJo recently.
Yeah, she's crazy town.
She is.
Yeah.
But she says that, like, she thinks Abby.
I saw that.
And also, there was like another thing where I guess they got all the girls together.
They had like a reunion.
10 years later. It was like a 10-year reunion.
Yeah.
And which Maddie, the one girl that was like always the favorite. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Okay.
She was in like Sia's music videos.
Yes. Yeah. And she like left the studio to kind of movies. Like become her own
yeah.
thing. Mm-hmm. But she also had a sister named Mackenzie.
Okay.
That like Poor Mackenzie.
Poor Mackenzie.
Like, she was just Natty's sister. And I know that she's in therapy for that right now.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
if she's not, she should be.
Yeah, because Mackenzie found out that they were leaving the studio on camera.
Oh, no.
Like, her mom. What a jerk. Like, wow. Her mom, I guess Natty and her mom had already knew that they were going to be leaving. But that day, like, and also the mom didn't tell Abby until they were on camera. Which is so icky.
It was a real authentic moment.
Because Abby was like, you could have told me. Because Abby was like so distraught, like pouring tears.
That was her star.
There had been rumors that she was going to leave. And she had confronted them several times. Like, are you going to leave? Are you going to leave? And they're like, no. Like, we'll let you know. Like, if it happens, like, she's staying at the studio. And like the whole time she was really like working out deals to leave.
Yeah.
And like, it's fine. I get it. Like, it was a very toxic environment. I would leave too.
Yeah.
It's fine. But like, everybody was really upset. And then Mackenzie found out on camera, and like seeing her little baby, like 8-year-old face, find out that like she was leaving the only thing that she ever knew because of her older sister.
Yeah.
She's in therapy. I could see it on her face right then. I don't know where I'm going with the story.
But you got on that side of the universe.
And just like... I know yesterday in the episode that no one's ever going to see, we did talk very generally, I guess, about sports cults.
Cults, yes.
That is one. Dance Moms is one.
Dance Moms is a cult, for sure.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, what Dance Moms are like in real life. Like, I know that was for that was a TV show.
Yeah.
I get it. It was definitely dramatized.
Right.
I can't speak towards what Dance Moms are actually like.
I don't know. I've never been involved in dancing, but I do know a lot of them are crazy. And JoJo is crazy. That is such a crazy thing to navigate.
That was what I was going to say about JoJo, is that when they were watching these clips back from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The girls, like, all ended up in tears because they were like, I forgot that happened. And it like was re-triggering for them.
Yeah.
And basically, like, there was one time that she got every single girl in the class to come up and list everything about JoJo that they didn't like about her. She was a baby.
Why would they do that?
And like, that makes me understand JoJo more. A little bit.
That is so crazy.
Because, like, you're so little and you're, like, finding your confidence, you know? And it's, like, all she did was, like, tear these kids down.
Yeah.
To make them better. To make them stars.
But you know what? I'm going to say this about that.
Okay.
Hot take. I think the kids of 2024 need more of that.
Yes, I mean, I think that we're now living in a world where everybody wins.
Yeah.
And not everybody wins.
No, I hate that. I've rebuked that in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm so serious. I think that is the craziest thing ever. Like, kids are just, and I'm going to say kids as, like, a very general term. Like, kids are bad.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of kids.
Yeah.
Kids are bad.
Yeah.
And it's for sure, like, I don't know. I mean, I know, like, my theory is, like, the parents probably, like, had trauma, as we all did.
Mm-hmm.
In the end, they're like, oh, we don't want our kids. So they're, like, super easy on their kids. And then their kids are just, like, buttholes.
Yeah.
And they are buttholes.
Or, like, sore losers.
Yeah.
Also, or, like, just feeling entitled.
Entitled.
Entitlement.
So entitled.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really does blow me away. Okay, for example, in my own life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just entitlement. It's like they're kind of like wusses, too.
Okay.
They are.
Okay.
They're wusses. Like,
I'm listening.
The other day at the cult of travel basketball.
Yes.
In one of the games, Bentley, like, jammed his finger, like his pinky. No big deal. It was literally fine.
Yeah.
Like, it was literally fine.
That does hurt, though.
No. I'm not. I was like, oh, you know, that I'm sorry. Like, mm-hmm. we'll put some ice on it, like, before your next game.
Yeah.
I'm sure that, sure, it hurts.
Sure.
4 hours later at the next game, he's like, I just don't know if I can shoot. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
And so then me and Jake both lectured him for, like, several moments about when we were kids. Like, Jake told a story about how he raced, like, a whole weekend with a broken arm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in a cast.
Yeah.
And I told him the story about how I raced a whole weekend and I was literally throwing up in my helmet and then I was in the hospital for the next 8 days. But I raced that whole weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And it was fine.
Yeah. Caleb played a whole football game with a broken finger in his yeah. glove.
Yes. So it's like mm-hmm. 2024 kids can never. They're like, oh, I have a bellyache. I can't. Like, literally suck it up.
Yeah.
And Bentley's coach actually made a point of that at the last tournament. One of the kids was literally throwing up. He couldn't even drink water. He was literally throwing up. And he played. And then at the end of the game, the coach was like, that's the best play, or that's the best game he's played all season. Because you're so much stronger. He gave him a whole speech about you're so much stronger than what you think that you are. You can do so much more than, like, what your mind is, like, limiting you to do.
Yeah.
And I love that because it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that I agree with, like, our parents' mentality of literally suck it up, get over it, you're fine. But, like, mm-hmm. a little bit, like, suck it up, get over it, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, life is hard.
Yeah.
Stop babying these children to think that life's not hard.
Well, and I think especially that just goes in the scenario that, like, they are fine. I'm going to say this.
Okay.
That if my child were throwing up and they were throwing up in their helmet and they, you know what? We're calling it. We're going home.
And I probably would have too. But I was fine.
Yeah. And I mean, I think, like, you know, and then, like, with Caleb in that scenario, like, no one was, he did that. Like, he was in high school.
Yeah.
He did that for himself. Like, yeah. that was his decision. I'm sure his mom would have been like, can we wrap it up? Like, can you sit on the bench?
Yeah.
Let somebody else go in.
Yeah.
You know, I think there are scenarios that, like, we should be a little bit more sensitive.
And there are.
But then, like, yeah, if you have a jammed finger and it's like you've put ice on it and you've given it 4 hours and, like, we've taken a break, we've taken a nap, we've eaten a snack and you're fine.
And by the way, played Fortnite for an hour.
You're fine.
You're okay. You're yeah. completely okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear it. I just feel like children just make so many excuses for why.
For why?
So, I mean, I see what you're saying. It was a lot. But they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, at the end of the day, JoJo is a millionaire.
Well, yeah. So, and that was something that, like, so Abby has a podcast now. And she had done an interview. And basically, she doesn't talk to Maddie anymore. Like, they don't really have, like, a relationship at all.
Because of what had happened.
I guess.
Which, why do you need to have a relationship with a child?
She doesn't need to. But I think that, like, she feels like, and I could see.
She created her.
In a way, yeah. She kind of feels like that, not that Maddie owes her, but, like, she does say these girls would not have the life that they have if it were not have been for Dance Moms.
And that's true.
They would not be who they are. They became millionaires as kids and they would not have been doing that. She said, if not for this show, what they would be doing is they would be teaching preschoolers at my dance studio right now.
And
they would be, they wouldn't be these big star dancers or, you know,
actors, whatever,
brands,
or whatever. Yeah. No, JoJo is a
which
whole
some of the
brand.
Girls aren't.
Some of them aren't.
And yeah. actually on the reunion.
And, like, RIP to those girls, and they should have had better publicists because they could have been.
Well, so for one of them, I guess it was, they were sisters. Their mom, like, it's on TV. It happened on TV.
Okay.
The last time that they ever danced because they, like, got into a fight, like an argument with her, like Abby, and she was defending the girls and she was like, we'll never be back. And they never came back and they never danced again. And the mom breaks down in tears. She was like, I feel like I ruined their lives. Like, I feel like literally, like, her and her husband got a divorce. Like, everything after that moment, because they were like, well, do you really think if you would have kept dancing that you and your husband would have stayed together? And she said, yeah. She was like, it literally, like, ruined me because I carried this guilt that I had, like, ruined their lives and that I had done something and I was never the same after it. and I couldn't be me anymore. And like, it ruined the whole rest of their lives. And it got so deep.
But that also sounds crazy.
It got so deep. And then because she was saying that one of the daughters had done an interview, like on a podcast or something.
Yeah.
And she says in the interview, like, if I would have known that that was my last time that I was ever going to dance again, I would have like danced so much harder. Or like, I would have like put so much more into it, but I didn't know that I was never going to do it again.
Yeah.
And she was like, you know, the mom said, I mean, I guess, you know, like they could have danced in college, they could have danced in something, but like, because of this moment, they never went back.
Wow.
Yeah. And they never did the show anymore. And they just became like regular kids and they went to regular school. And she was, and they were like, you know, really, that's what I wanted. They were like, I wanted to like hang out with my friends. I wanted to have sleepovers. I wanted to go to football games. I wanted to be like a normal person.
Yeah.
And so it worked out for them.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the other kids, like they got so famous that they couldn't be normal anymore.
But not their mom.
Yeah.
But that sounds like a her thing.
No, yeah.
That sounds a little crazy. That sounds like you could have went to therapy. You could have worked on that.
I think that she probably is now.
Now, in hindsight.
Yeah.
Yikes.
That was 10 years ago. People were not talking about therapy as much 10 years ago. I would like to say no one was talking about therapy 10 years ago. The way that they are now.
Yeah, you're right.
As the world turns, mental health becomes...
Well, it's because of social media and the internet, and mental health is worse than it's ever been, and suicide rates are higher than they've ever been. So, yeah, more people are talking about mental health.
Yeah.
Because the food that we eat is garbage, and the things that we watch are garbage.
Yes.
And the air that we breathe is garbage.
And also, though, the whole thing, like, with suicide rates and stuff, that also goes hand in hand with social media.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Like, all of it, just, like, is this interconnecting thing.
No, 100%. And by the way, May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Yes.
Which we talked about in the episode that you'll never see. I would argue the mental health crisis wouldn't be what it is today without it. Period. Mm-hmm. Exclamation point.
Yeah. I would agree.
Yeah.
1,000%. Well, moving on from that.
Yeah.
Because we're not going to go down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, we won't go down the rabbit hole, but...
Not today.
Yeah.
We'll leave mean tweets for another episode.
Yeah.
Literally. Where are you at on that? Because, like, we did talk a long time ago. We joked about that, like, one day there would be, like, a moment dedicated to mean tweets. And, like, do we want to bring it up or should we just, like, let it be and just pretend like it didn't happen?
Oh, forever?
Yeah.
No.
One day. One day we're feeling like mean tweets is going to be an mean episode. Tweets.
One day. And it's been really tempting with the birth of the Tortured Poets Department. It's been really tempting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not dying. And honestly, it's a new revelation to me all the time. Because I'll see stuff that I've never seen before. All the time.
Oh, like a new tweet that you never saw that tweet? Like,
or a new comment or a new thing that I'm like...
Wow.
I was looking at something the other day. This is why I can't be on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was looking at something the other day that was like... I was looking for a photo and I noticed a photo... This was on Facebook that had like a lot of comments. And I was like, that's so weird. Like...
Mm-hmm.
More
of you?
Than, yes.
Okay.
It was a photo of me and Kinley.
Okay.
And
someone
at the racetrack. And I was like, it had like 50 comments.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, that's so weird that somebody else had posted. So like friendly fire, like nothing.
Oh, somebody else had posted the photo. Yeah. Okay.
And so I was like, what are all these comments? And so I went to it and they were like trolls had like found that photo.
The trolls
found the photo and were like, I feel so bad for that little girl, talking about Kinley and like just a bunch. And I just like, I gotta get off here. I can't go down this road.
No.
But no, mean tweets would be a thing at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get through May.
Yeah. Get through mental health awareness.
June, month. July, August, September, October, November.
Like, at the right time, it'll happen.
Okay, yeah. So something that we talked about yesterday that we can bring up again today and maybe have fresh thoughts, a fresh anointing over it, is Mother's Day.
Yes.
2024.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. You're doing the Lord's work and we see you.
Yes.
And I see you. You see me?
I see you. You see me? Yeah.
Yeah. And so yesterday we kind of discussed briefly about like what you would prefer to have as a gift.
Yes.
And we both kind of were on the same page with that. But you were saying that the internet was interneting and that people were talking about like, oh, as a gift, I would want like a break for my kids.
Yes.
But then there were other moms that were being mean to these moms saying you're a bad mom because you want a break from your kids.
Right.
And we disagree. Wow. But what we kind of did say, I hate that we're talking about in the past because this was literally last night at 6:45. But that basically on Mother's Day, the elephant in the room is that a man did invent Mother's Day because it's on a Sunday.
Yes.
Makes no sense.
No.
There's nothing motherly about that.
No. Unless you're one of those families that just like wakes up and like chills and like
eats
breakfast and then like watches movies all day.
I guess I'm just thinking about it from my POV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sundays are, you know, go, go, go.
Go, go, go.
On the go.
On the go.
Stuff and like serving and doing the things, going to church, going to lunch,
getting all everyone dressed, arguing about what you're gonna wear.
Yeah,
no, you're wearing this. I don't want to wear those shoes. Just wear the shoes.
Mm-hmm. Telling your husband to drive faster on the way to church.
Yeah, and if you have a husband like mine, he is like, "Will you pick me out an outfit?" I'm like, "You're a grown man," and he's like, "Please pick me out an outfit." After I've already literally picked out everyone's outfits, gotten myself dressed.
Mm. You're preaching to the choir.
And he's like, then I pick out the outfit. He's like, I don't like that. And I'm like, if you don't,
then why'd you ask?
Then you pick the outfit.
Yeah.
But why don't you pick the outfit?
Yeah. What we do in my house is that I do not pick Caleb's outfit. But one thing about Caleb is that he changes his clothes 4 times. And but all he's doing is changing out t-shirt colors.
Okay.
It's all the same t-shirt. They're just different colors.
Okay.
And, you know, I don't know. I'm like, that t-shirt looks just as good as the last t-shirt. I don't know what you want me to tell you, but
yeah,
you know, he ends up in his ghost outfit and I love his ghost outfit. It's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I kind of quit picking out his clothes a while ago because the same thing, because I'll pick out what I like. And then he's like, I don't like that. For example, we have family photos on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And same thing, like I picked out what I'm going to wear. I picked out what Noah's going to wear. I picked out what Ivy's going to wear. And that's hard.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to be
coordinate,
like
cohesive
aesthetic.
Yeah.
The vibes, like especially depending on like where you're going to be. Like I felt like where we were shooting the photos have their own aesthetic and their own vibe. And so it was like, well, you can't wear this like really bright color. It's going to look to me. I was like, no, like we need to be neutral. We need to be. Yeah. Bohem. We need to be, I don't know. Like, I just was like,
Bohemian Rhapsody.
It just needs to be the vibes.
Yeah.
And Ivy was like picking out these dresses that were like really bright colors and like so her vibe, but like not the vibe, like the family. Anyways, but then
Caleb. You're trying your vibe and the vibe.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, anyways, but Caleb had the audacity to then be like, well, what am I going to wear?
And I'm like, Caleb. Go to your closet.
I'm
you have
like,
ice.
KK, pick it out. And so, anyways, though, but there is a shirt, and it was actually a shirt that, because the other thing is like, why are we like this? But it's like, oh, I've already worn that in photos.
Yeah.
Like, you feel like you can't wear it again because, like, you already took photos in that.
Yeah.
Anyways, we got him a specific shirt last year to take beach photos in.
Yes.
And I really like that shirt, and he never wears it. He doesn't like it. And I like it.
Okay.
I think it's so cute. Okay. And I think it looks really good on him.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, I guess, it's just wet. It's not a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And so it's just not his vibes. Anyways, I said, if you wear the shirt, it's going to match all of us.
Yeah.
It's cream.
Yeah. Perfect.
Perfect fit.
Yeah.
Anyways, he wore the shirt. He did bring a backup t-shirt and changed halfway through the session. Because I did change the girls. But so that Ivy could wear a dress. I had to compromise.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, why did you ask?
I literally hate it. I literally hate picking out Jake's clothes. There's quite literally nothing I hate more. And honestly, Kinley's the same way.
Well, that's what I was going to say is how, because Ivy's really hard to pick out her clothes because she has just such a big opinion about what she wants to wear. And I want her to have her own personal style. For sure.
Yeah.
Be yourself. I want you to be yourself.
Yeah.
But
you're four, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let me put you in something that is going to match. Mm-hmm. And one thing is, I just don't want my kids going out looking like crackheads.
Yeah.
That's my main thing.
And mine do most of the time.
Or my husband.
I definitely lose that battle.
I feel like it says a lot about me.
Yeah. I think
whether I look like a crackhead or not.
Yeah.
If they look good, she's good. She's golden. She's a good mother.
For me, that kind of all depends where I'm going.
Yeah.
In a way, like, obviously, like, if I'm going to church or if we're going somewhere, like, I really do try. But, like, if we're staying within the county lines and it's, like, a regular...
There are no rules here.
...day, like, it's probably fine.
Yeah. I mean, it is. But I do... If we're going anywhere, I like for Kinley to, like, at least match.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know why. I just feel like it says a lot about me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you see a kid somewhere and they're just, like, really looking crazy, and I'm not trying to, like, judge other mothers or, like, judge other kids, but I'm like,
mm-hmm.
And I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that for Kinley.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Or any of them. Which I don't have. It's not really an issue with the older kids because they want to look nice. Mm-hmm. Like, now that they're older, they, like, always, you know, want to be drippy.
Mm-hmm.
Kinley's like, look at my drip. And I'm like, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, for example... I would much rather pick out Ivy's clothes and Noah's clothes for church or whatever. Are you okay with Jake picking out their clothes?
Oh, honestly, it's not an issue that's come up for me very many times. Or like, I don't want to say never, but like it's really not coming across my desk.
Okay.
So I don't really know.
Yeah.
I feel like he could do fine if he really put his mind to it.
Yeah, I think he could.
I think he could. He has good style. And, like, as far as he understands matching because he's so particular about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he could be fine. It just really hasn't been an issue in our household.
Okay. And we'll move on from that.
Yeah.
I think that we've said all we needed to say.
Yeah.
About Jake picking out the clothes.
Yeah. But you know what? He'll never hear it. He'll never even know.
But we would like to thank Jake for coming through
with the mics.
With the birthday gift.
Thank you, Jake.
I mean, not just the mics, like the full setup.
The full setup.
I mean, the mic stands. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this.
Yes.
That none of you know. And you know, we're learning as we go.
And we don't even know.
We don't even know what we're doing. We have no idea what we're doing. I'm like, you know, just YouTube and more trips to Best Buy.
Yeah. And Jake.
And Caleb.
Yeah.
And Jake and Caleb.
Yeah, Jake and Caleb.
Jake's kind of providing the equipment. Caleb's getting the equipment running.
And we're just...
They're a full production team.
Yeah, they are.
Behind the scenes. Mm-hmm.
They are our unpaid employees.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? What is that TikTok? Where it's like, you're one of my elite employees.
Yeah.
That's them.
Mm-hmm.
There are elite employees.
Yeah, they are. For free.
For free.
But yeah, so back to Mother's Day gifting.
Mm-hmm.
I am dropping the ball. Because I just said on Monday, I was like, I've got to get Mom her gift. I still haven't got her gift. Did
no,
you get
either.
Okay. No. Yeah, we're doing great.
The only person that I bought a gift for is Bentley's mom.
So sweet. Perfect, amazing, beautiful.
Well, I feel like
responsible.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I texted Bentley and I was like, you have to tell me what you want to get your mom for Mother's Day so I can order it. And so I did. That's the only person I've gotten a gift for.
Happy so Mother's sweet. Day, Jenna.
Yeah,
so sweet.
It.
Yeah, I need to figure out. I've got to get that ordered or done or something today.
I think today's the day.
It's got to happen.
It's got to happen.
I think that what happens with Mother's Day for me is that it really sneaks up on me in the sense of that you have your birthday mm-hmm. and then there's Mother's Day.
Mental Health Awareness Month.
Then it's my anniversary.
Oh, I forget about your anniversary.
I know.
And then after that's your birthday.
Or am I going somewhere for my anniversary? Question mark. I have booked nothing. I have all these Airbnb saved from all these places.
What if you just booked it?
What if I just booked it? I have an Airbnb saved in... Where do you think I should go? I have an Airbnb saved in Edisto.
Let me look it up. What is that? Oh, is that like you said at the beach? Is that a place at the beach?
Yeah, I think it's like kind of chill. Okay. I don't know. I could just be so dumb. Yeah. Like,
this is not even a real place.
No idea. Okay. Let's see. Right here. I have 5 saved. Just kind of dreaming. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, there's one. This must have been really late at night when I saved this one because we're definitely not doing this. Miami Beach. Am I going? Welcome to Miami.
I don't think you're going to Miami.
That's not giving 10-year anniversary. None of these are. Actually, let me say this. None of these are giving 10-year anniversary.
What does give 10-year anniversary?
10-year anniversary to me would be going back to where we went on our honeymoon.
Okay.
And that's what I would love to have gotten to do.
Yeah.
And that just has not been in the cards. I don't know if it ever will be in the cards for us. I'm praying that it is one day. It's really hard to watch it be in the cards for other people.
No, I know. Which, that's why you got to get off the internet.
You do. It just is so, it's so frustrating to be like, that's not my life.
No, I know.
And it's okay.
No, it is okay. Because I don't know why, but I know that it's okay.
It's okay. Okay, I did save a couple of places in Charleston.
Okay, Charleston's always a good option.
And then I did save the Edisto one.
Okay.
And this one I'm really interested in. Okay. Because I've never been here before. Savannah, Georgia.
Yeah. I've never been there either. I mean, I've been there in passing.
It would be the same distance as going to the beach.
Yeah, you should go there.
So that would be cool.
I've heard that's a good, like, little trippy place.
Yeah. I've never been. I really do want to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And I really think that we need to.
Yeah. You should.
But we haven't booked it. Nothing's been booked.
And let me say this. You should just book it. I was watching a video this morning.
Caleb's not going to book it, and I'm not waiting for him to book it.
Don't wait on these men to do anything.
No, and that's not totally his fault.
No.
Because
they're busy, they're doing things.
They're busy, and not only that, but, like, I've been so back and forth. Like I said, I have 5 different places saved in this thing, in the Airbnb app. And he's like, I don't know, kind of like how he didn't order me any dinner last night. You know, it's kind of the same, but different.
Yeah.
Continue.
Okay, so I saw this video, and it was like an interview they were doing with this girl. I don't know how old she was. Young.
Mm-hmm.
But she probably was like around 30.
Mm-hmm.
And they were interviewing her because she has ALS. And so she was, you know.
Yeah.
She's going to die.
Yeah.
And she got diagnosed with ALS when she was 29.
Mm.
And they asked her, I guess she's like kind of sharing her journey. Like she's like on the internet sharing her journey, you know, with people. And so they asked her, you know, if you knew, you know, that you were going to get this like terminal diagnosis, what would you have done different? Like in your 20s.
Yeah.
And, well, the first thing that she said is, well, when in my early 20s, some days I partied so hard, I should have probably died. And she like laughed. I mean, you know, as you know, mm-hmm. we've all had those moments.
Yeah.
Except for me. I haven't.
You haven't.
I truly have never had a moment like that.
Congratulations. Congrats.
And there will be rewards for that in heaven one day for me. Anyway. But one thing that she said that I thought was so interesting, and it made me think of it, because I'm like, just take the trip. What if you just took the trip?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what tomorrow brings.
No.
One thing that she said that she wished that she would have done different, and she said, the first thing they told me when I got diagnosed is that I needed to put on weight. And she said, I've spent my whole 20s on the next diet. What can I do? What workout can I do? How can I be thinner?
Yeah.
And she said the first thing they told me was that I needed to gain weight. And she said that freed up something in me.
Yeah.
Like, it just freed up a whole part of my brain.
Yeah.
That had been so...
I think I'm going to cry.
No, I know. No, I saw that.
I feel wetness in my eyes.
I feel some moisture accumulating. No, literally, that hit me so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds so silly of like, okay, but it's not.
No, yeah.
Because the fact of it is she's going to die in the next couple years.
Yeah.
And she knows that. And the first thing that comes to her mind is, I was so concerned about this thing.
Uh-huh.
That literally doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, take the trip.
So, book the trip. Yeah.
Book it today. Because, like, you just really, truly don't know.
You don't know.
And you don't want to, like, look back and be like, I wish I would have done this or we should have done this. And I think about that all the time. Not in that context, but just of like trying to be present and trying to like mm-hmm. enjoy moments and like even like basketball's a cult and
yeah,
you know, all these things. Mm-hmm. It's like those are going to be the things at the end mm-hmm. that I'm like,
That mattered.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, for sure.
Which is Crazy Town USA.
Yeah.
But, and then things that we put so much emphasis on that literally aren't going to matter at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, for sure.
And that was our mental health awareness month moment.
Yes, that
really
was.
No, it was crazy. I mean, not crazy, but it was.
Yeah. And I mean, I think too, thinking about like, not just like if you were going to die or whatever.
Yes.
But I don't mean it like that or whatever. No, I mean.
Yeah, yes.
That sounded so insensitive.
No,
that was not what I'm trying to say.
No, like, I know what you're trying to say. Not in that context.
Yeah. Yeah. Where am I going with this? I think that like for me, and I think a lot of people feel this way, that we spend sometimes our days in survival mode.
Yes.
And it feels like we're fighting for our lives sometimes.
Yeah.
And, so, you know, obviously there are some times that you really are.
Yeah.
Like I know, like with Caleb last year, like he really felt, you know.
Yeah.
I think for me, like in the instance of whenever you like find out that your spouse has a disease and you don't know how life threatening it is.
Yeah.
Like, that the moment is like, okay, what does this, like all these moments play back in your mind.
Right.
Of like all the time that you've spent together and all the times that you have, you know, and you're like, I was afraid of not having any more time.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah.
And like afraid of, I don't know. I don't want to get into it.
No, I know what you're saying there.
It'll get like a little too emotional for me.
Yeah.
Right now. And, but I think that we live our lives a lot of times in survival mode and that's not healthy and it's not us living our lives to the fullest and it's not taking care of ourselves.
No.
Like, we cannot heal, even, like, in a physical sense. Like, with Caleb, with cancer and stuff. Like, they literally told him, like, you have got to, like, you can't be stressed. They literally said the one thing that's going to grow your cancer more is being stressed. It's, like, the number one thing that will feed it.
Which is wild.
Yeah. And so it's like, but then you're like,
how are you supposed to not stress?
Right. Because he's
when
like,
you just
well,
found out you had cancer.
Right. He's like, okay, I can't not stress because I have cancer.
Yeah.
And I'm having to figure out what to do. And I'm going to have to like go through these treatments. And he essentially like had to do all that alone because I'm here with the kids and what are you going to do? And like,
yeah.
You know, and I feel really like, bad and why am I going into this? But I feel really guilty that he did have to kind of like go through that mm-hmm. by himself. I just didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't know, is this a place that my kids come?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I just, I don't know. And also kind of like trying to protect the kids, like from what's happening and like them not really knowing, and they're too young to know anyways, but like, you know,
right.
Them not like seeing him in like a state of like not being fully healthy and stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, all that to say is that I really want to do something to celebrate our 10 years of marriage.
You should.
And we should.
You should.
I need to book it like today.
Yeah, book it.
It's next week.
When we get done here.
And then I think he also is going to have to like request off work for like a day.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll have to run. I think I'll allow it.
He'll have to run that by you.
Yeah. He'll run that through the board of directors. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to need a handwritten letter.
Yeah.
At least 3 pages.
Okay. I can top that up.
Okay. Handwritten.
For him.
In cursive.
Oh, handwritten. Okay.
I'm just
I don't know if he can write in cursive.
Maybe. What?
No, he can. I've just never seen it. I'm sure he can.
I mean, you can't assume. They don't teach it anymore.
Have you met his mom?
You can't assume.
She has the most beautiful handwriting in the world. Like, I know she taught Caleb how to write beautifully. You know
his beautiful handwriting? Jake.
Oh.
He has a beautiful handwriting.
Fun fact.
I literally write like a distressed chicken with a pen.
Like, you just learned how to write today?
Like, I'm in preschool right now, and I just learned how to write my name, and that's how I write. And Jake's like...
Kinley's writing better than you.
Jake signs my name better than I sign my name.
Wow. But like signing your name, like when I sign my name, I'm just like, and I think, I mean, it's giving autograph.
It's giving autograph.
Oh,
and what are we
goodness.
To do?
What are we to do?
What are we to do?
Well, we have to wrap this up.
Oh, yeah. I gotta get Kinley.
Yeah, and I've got to take Noah to a doctor appointment. But this has been so fun.
And that's on Mother's Day.
And that is on being a mother.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day, you moms.
Happy Mother's Day.
We love you so much. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, and that was the tea.
That a was little the tea.
Disoriented tea.
Yeah, it was a little disoriented.
But... in our defense, we have...
Yesterday's episode also was, like, so bomb.
Yesterday's episode was gonna be our best episode yet.
It felt so good. Like, we really wrapped, and I was like, That was our best work we've ever done.
It was just flowing. I had so many topics.
Yeah.
And today, nothing. Well, because everything had
today
already been...
Today, we have this happening.
Today, everything had already been talked about. And what are you going to do? Talk about it again?
No, we're not. Because we're authentic queens.
Authentic queens. So, authentically, we're so glad you've made it this far.
Yeah.
And next week, we'll have so much more to talk about.
So much more to talk about. It's going to be so much more organized.
Yeah.
And I don't know what we're going to do with these children, but they're not going to be here.
Mm-mm.
And it's going to be so much better.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. I'm so glad that we have gotten to talk so many times in the past.
I feel like I need to not
48
talk
hours.
To you.
Yeah, until Mother's Day. Until Mother's Day.
At least.
Yeah.
I will see you on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah.
Anyways, give us a follow,
like,
share,
comment,
subscribe,
rate,
tell a friend.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell your mom happy Mother's Day.
Or don't. And that's up to you, and you can talk to your therapist about it.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Annabeth.
Really?
Yeah, Annabeth is such an advocate. anyways, love y'all.
Love you.
Bye.